I'll do the invocation. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
Okay.
God, we give thanks for this day, for the gift of our lives, and for the gift of each other. We thank you for the ways in which we become present in our lives as we gather here at this meeting. We ask you to be with us. Bless all the decisions that we make and keep us ever mindful of our motivations and actions. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, let's stand and pledge allegiance.
Ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we need to vote to excuse Commissioner Swearingen from the meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All right. A recognition of awards. No. Mr. Hart, would you like to present your resolution? Mr. Hart is with the Soil and Water Conservation Department.
Exactly, Mr. Mayor, members of council. It's always cool to favor good people for doing good work. And the major purpose of your Soil and Water Conservation District is water quality in New Hanover County. And the board watched with interest from the time that our staff person, Jennifer Alford, before Braswell, was with the NC State gang as they experimented with your sand dune dispersal system. And we thought at that time that that was inventive and innovative and deserved merit from all of us interested in water quality. And since then, it's been our pleasure to see that the town of Curry Beach has moved on further. An informal move of the Board of Supervisors, all five of us, looked at the threat to the water quality in one of your popular beaches, and that you became a leading proactive agent in stormwater quality protection. A series of whereases, the more important ones are that the town developed a broad strategy to further improve water quality and the local economy that included seeking grants to address water quality threats, while at the same time to stimulate the local economy through construction of a park on waterfront property. Whereas a multiple-use, environmentally friendly park design was developed by a town committee that included installation of a rooftop water collection system that directs water into a large underground cistern for on-site irrigation, a rain garden and native and adapted plants to prevent stormwater from rapidly leaving the area, pervious pavers along the sidewalks and within parking stalls, allowing for slow seepage of stormwater into the ground, and tying the park stormwater infiltration system to the dune infiltration system. And whereas the dune filtration system has already greatly reduced pollutants from stormwater entering the ocean, and the park's conservation measures will further help maintain the stability of the beaches, prevent erosion, and keep pollutants out of the ocean. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors of the New Hanover Soil and Water Conservation District commends the town of Curry Beach for its foresight, creativity, concern for its citizens, water, and the environment through installation of the dune infiltration system, acquisition of essential property for a park, and careful creative design and installation of stormwater practices in the newly dedicated oceanfront park. This was adopted by the board on the 17th day of May and it is, Mr. Mayor, signed by all members of the board. It's my pleasure to present that resolution and suggest, sir, that the board consider applying for recognition in the Stewardship Development Awards Program. It's something that the town or city of Wilmington has done for its major park facility, and we would look forward to having you apply and have the committee of judges review the application. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Approval of consent agenda? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Approval of the consent agenda?
Make a motion we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Adoption of the agenda. I've got one change that on the agenda under item number one, under discussion of old business, we have an appointment to the MPO Citizen Advisory Committee, and I'd like to move that to right under discussion and consideration of presentations to council. So this, I don't think it's fair for him not to stay here any longer than he needs to.
I have a couple. Community center barbecue signs under committees.
Okay. Seven.
Or it could be number three under community center, right?
Okay.
And pizza at the park, I guess go under five.
Okay.
What goes under number five?
Pizza.
Pizza at the park.
Pizza.
Okay.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion
to
the agenda. The agenda be adopted with the move of appointment to the MPO under after discussion and consideration of presentation to council, under committee business, community center, the barbecue signs under number three, and under number five, discussing peace at the park.
I'll second.
All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
No. Aye. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Appointment of John Ellen.
Bye, Don.
Do we have
bye, Don?
Yeah. Is John Ellen here?
Yes, he's here.
Oh. Well, you've been here long longer than February 2013, right?
On the weekends or whatever.
I've seen you in multiple council meetings. That's why I'm kind of. I look at your application. It says February 2013, but I've seen you at a bunch more council meetings than that. So.
Well, we moved here full time in February.
Okay.
Or I did.
Okay.
Left my job up in DC.
Okay, but you've been here on council meeting nights more than just February, I'm pretty sure, right?
People know from planning and zoning.
Okay.
From February forward.
Okay.
I've been coming to the meetings.
Okay. Cool.
I think this appointment will be, you know, good for Cary Beach and good for John because it's with a lot of people in Wilmington and surrounding areas, which are most of the guys are actually military, retired military. So
yep.
I think John will fit right in.
Make a motion to accept him.
I'll second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, John.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. While I've got the floor for a second, I'm an avid bike rider, bicycle, and I would like to publicly express a thank you to the mayor, the council, and the Parks and Recreation, and all the different committees, probably planning and zoning, that had something to do with the widening of Dow Road and putting this bike. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. And we move Bill up for that. Okay, discussion and consideration of committee business. Beach protection. Board of adjustment. Community center. Besides.
The community center's barbecue is August 17th. They're trying to figure out different ways to advertise it. And one of the things I suggested was that they put signs on the gators that go up and down the beach that day. Spending the day out there this weekend, I noticed that there's one gator. All the rest of them are those, the other type.
Mm-hmm.
No place to put a sign. So, and I talked to Harold this morning, and we think we'd be okay to put the sign on the one gator, and let, because they do go up and down five or six times that day. And so we'd like to get permission from the council to put that signs on the gator for August 17th.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Discussion. Are you going to?
We didn't make. I guess I'm a motion.
Yeah, it's a motion.
He made a second.
Yeah.
The sign, is it going to be a hard sign?
Okay. They're using the old, some of your old campaign signs.
There we go. Okay. Have you talked to the marketing committee too? They should put it up on our website or whatever as well.
Okay, good idea.
I mean, we have a marketing committee. We should use them, right? So.
Very good. I'll let them know.
Okay. That it, Chuck? Yeah,
No. The next thing is the towers. What about the towers? They questioned whether they could put a sign on the towers. Probably, you know, take like Friday and Saturday of that day.
Yeah, so Carolina Beach does that. I really don't like it personally. I mean, I was a lifeguard a bazillion years ago now, but I just don't like signs on the towers, except the sign that says rip tides and this is what the flooding means. So that's kind of my input to the council. The gator moves enough that they'll see it, enough people will see it.
Yeah, I don't want to distract from the riptide signs and all that other stuff. So.
Okay. Gators, yes. Towers, no. I'll let them know.
Are you going to put one out here when people come into Curie Beach, Jack?
Yeah, I think they'll have to be everywhere. They'll be
everywhere.
There was just a question of the ones on the beach and having to do with the lights.
You could put one in the center of town. You know, the ones that
they
showed before the Tuesdays, you know, right in the center of town,
that's
what the sign
that looked like. Yeah, they have some banners and signs. They'll be everywhere, but there just was a question on the towers and the gators. But they've done that before. They haven't done the gators or the beach before. You want to do the next one?
Marketing?
Did you all want to vote on that? We had a motion and a second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Marketing?
No, there's nothing on marketing.
Nothing on marketing.
Park record. When I talked to you about the voting for the people at the park, I misunderstood you. I thought that you'd gotten permission from all of the business people that it was okay with them. And I think what you were saying is they didn't want to do it, so you thought we should do it. Am I correct?
That was the consensus of the committee, yes.
Well, I'm checking with a couple of them. They're not happy about the idea that you're doing a piece of the park because it is competition. Now, we have put in the Oceanfront Park to draw tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly isn't for the residents, it's for the business people. So do we really need to be in competition with the business people?
Well, I mean,
you agree with that, George? Because you're the only one I didn't talk to. I tried to find you a while ago.
Can I speak? I mean,
yes. Can he speak?
Yes, he can speak. Speak up, George.
Out there,
yeah, you can speak up here. George, and give him your address to Nancy, please.
Which one?
This, the one in the computer.
George Turner, Beach House Burgers, 118 North Fort Fish Boulevard, Curie Beach Diner, 101 K Avenue. I disapprove of it, okay? Number one, I'm right there at the park. I don't get no business from them at all, okay? Number two, at the diner, when they start, the business goes down. Now, I'm open at the burger place. I'm open to 7 o'clock. I get maybe one or two. Other than that, I don't get nobody. And then you bring somebody in from Carolina Beach to sell pizzas or whatever. I got a 25-foot trailer sitting up there, okay? The little modification, I can sell pizza. But why take away from the man on the corner who sells pizza? Why sell hamburgers out of my trailer when I got a hamburger stand right there? And why do something else when I got a restaurant right across the street on both corners? And I don't know how they got away with it this past Sunday, but you got to get a permit from the health department. You have to have a permit and permission to sell. And they got to approve it.
This is the state health code, section 133, exemptions. These rules shall not apply to temporary food service operations meeting the following criteria. Anyone who meets qualifications for the North Carolina temporary food establishment permitted under North Carolina rules governing the sanitation of restaurants and other food handling establishments, or anyone who is one or no more than two temporary food establishments operating in special events, including a state permitted status such as a mobile food units, push carts, or temporary food establishments.
Right, they got to get their cart approved. Okay, number one, they got to get it approved. Okay, number two, they got to keep it at a certain temperature. The reason I say that, I cater to the aquarium every Monday for 8 weeks. The hamburgers. My burgers got to stay at a certain temperature. Once they get it down there to them, then it's their certification that they take over to keep it heated. But mine, I keep it heated till they get it down there, it's in a cooler that I put heat to it for 2 to 3 hours before they can put my hamburgers in. And the criteria that I had to go through, Kathy and Susan, to get it, that's just like my trailer. Okay? For me to set my trailer up there, even though that the burger place is set up to cater out of it, I still got to get it certified. Plus the town, if y'all do it, you got to charge them a fee for setting up their trailer or setting up a permit to do it. Okay? And number two, they're supposed to let the health department know where they're doing it.
Well,
the reason I say it, I've never been through Mecklenburg County, which I thought was the toughest people in the world, until I get down here in New Hanover County. And about everybody knows what I went through with the burger place, plus when I took over the old pier house. And I spent over $100,000, and she's still trying to find things that she can get up on me.
Well, the pizza was done on a one-time basis, and now, you know, he's got to meet all the rules, so if he doesn't...
That's what we want to talk about, right? Yeah. So I think, you know, when you polled the council, there was a bunch of different views. That's why I'm glad Chuck brought it up, because I was going to bring it up otherwise. I mean, at the last council meeting, I was clear where I am on it, and I haven't changed that, right? So from my view, we put the park down there. We want it to be successful. I 100% agree with that. But I think it should be helping the businesses, not a business from out of town. And if we're going to offer that, we should be letting all the businesses know so that they could bid on the work.
I mean, why $3,200, $3,300 for a hot dog cart? Okay? To go up there and sit down. Then I got to pay somebody to do it. Let me give you a perfect example. Remember the triathlon that y'all had last year that closed down the town? I set my trailer up at the park. 500 hot dogs, that'd be over 1,000 some people. 500 hot dogs I bought. You know who bought the majority of the hot dogs? The town employees. Right. And that was 30 some hot dogs that I sold that day. Plus I paid two people to sit in that trailer. It costs money to set up and go, and for me to go down there and buy a hot dog cart to sit on the corner on Sunday afternoon when they can walk 300 feet and get one.
Well, having them walk, that's the gist of it. I don't think they... Some of the people down there are tourists.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I look at how much more is it going to cost me.
Well, I don't know how many pieces the guy sold. Tony, do you have any idea, or Craig?
Was it successful?
I think he sold 10 pieces. And then he sold some at the end of the night. I think he just sold a pizza.
And do y'all advertise?
Six pieces. For how many? Six pieces of pie. Six pieces in a pie, kind of bigger than a normal slice.
What are the timings? When do you offer it?
What do you offer?
But when do you offer it? When is the pizza on sale?
5 to 7.
Pizza was offered from approximately 4:30 to 7 o'clock.
On what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yes. And that's the only time you're playing?
You're Boogie in the Park.
So that's, it's tied to Boogie at the Park?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the only thing you're
Boogie
playing?
Boogie in the Park actually starts at 4. He set up, until he got set up, he started about 4.
But the plans are to do that every Sunday with Boogie at the Park, and tying that together.
If there's permission, we don't know if he's even interested in doing it again. He may be. But, I mean, he sold about 60 pieces of pizza. I guess they're, I don't know, $2.50, something like that.
Anthony, the only thing I brought it up, I'd just like to change my vote. I gave you kind of a yes based on if they had been contacted. And I have to have talked to them. My vote is no.
Okay, well, Steve, are you changing your vote?
Yeah, I want the businesses that the boardwalk to get together. Here's some ideas. The three of you get together, take turns or something, or
collectively
just have a presence there.
Now, the problem here is they have basically turned it down.
They did. I mean, when the
really?
I'm not on this committee, but what I heard, they went to the people, and the only two people that wanted to participate was Freddy's and the corner store. You didn't want to participate, as far as I knew. Jack Mackles didn't want to participate. They went to all of them.
Yeah.
The following Monday, they went to the stores and see how many items they sold. And Freddy sold. We tried it 3 weeks. And Freddie never sold more than 3 dinners.
Right.
And I think the big week for the Quick Mark was 5 hamburgers.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't talk to you, George. We talked to him. I think your wife. We talked to her. She said she might be interested in doing something at that, but that was a week coming up. It was a big week. It was a big weekend. She said you wouldn't do anything that weekend. And then there really was no additional follow-up on that. That's neither here nor there. You have to make decisions.
Right. Well, I'm just looking at it from past experience.
Right.
Down here in other places where I set up, it costs me more money to set up. I go to Vince, it costs me $500 just to set up, plus $75. Now I got to pay the health department to give me a 14-day pass that I only use 3 days.
Right. I think the process he used was he had the pre-made pieces brought in their corn packs. And I think he had a microwave or something there.
No, he had the regular pizza that they use for a deep
that,
pizza.
That used to, I guess the pizza's probably at some particular temperature.
Yeah.
Right. So he offered that, and I think he offered a soft drink.
Do they advertise when the bands get up there? I mean, I don't know. All I can see is some bands I don't want back, some bands I enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
They did go to the town, and the response wasn't that good, so I guess the committee had to go elsewhere to see what it would be good. So they tried this, and it was a success for Sunday.
But we did promote on the website initially.
Right, so what I'm talking about when the band was playing.
When the band was playing, we did announce at the beginning, and we announced that there are breaks. That there was pizza available.
Right. Yes, as far as local business, you got the burger place on the back. I mean, I got a big old sign. But I mean, I'm just saying, Cosworthy right now, if he sold that many pizzas at $3 a slice, then he's paying somebody to sit down there, or two people sit down there. He didn't make no money.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's what I'm looking at for me, as far as putting my trailer down there and setting it up. I'm losing money from the very beginning.
We don't know if he's going to come back this Sunday, but he might. But
the council's got to say whether he can come back.
Yeah, of course.
And so, the council's 4 people tonight. It should be 5. But I mean, from my standpoint, I've been very clear the whole time, and I'm not changing. Right. So if people want to eat, it's 300 feet. And I understand, I appreciate the Parks and Rec Committee thinking we want to make it easier and easier for our people. But it's pretty easy now, right? The park is free. The only place in New Hanover County the park is free on the beach. The music's free. Okay, you got to walk 300 feet to get food if you want to eat or not eat. And I tend to think that the guy's not going to make very much money at it, especially if he didn't really follow all the rules he's supposed to. Anyway, even regardless of that, for me, and you know, I got a different background than everybody else, right? So my grandparents had that restaurant before George did. I think that, you know, when people go down there, I want them to spend money in the places that are paying taxes to Curie Beach. They pay more for trash. They deal with all the problems that we've added with the park. I don't want to put someone in competition with them. And so my vote is they go to a local community. I think that the businesses should work with the rec committee to make it better. But in the end, if it's not worth it to them, then fine. It's pretty good as it is. I mean, I go listen to music, then walk to Jackson, have dinner, and then go back and listen to music, or walk to the beach diner. It's not that hard for me. If it's not that hard for me, I don't feel it's that hard for anybody else visiting. So that's my input to the council.
Yeah, my input.
Yeah, I make a motion that we tell the pizza guys we're not going to do it again, and we move on because we've talked about this as much.
So, I second that.
Could I clarify that just a little bit?
Yeah.
Just for staff, because at your May meeting, your consensus was to do not bring any competition for the restaurants.
Correct.
So are we just talking about the pizza guy, or are we talking about food vendors?
Any food vendors at all is my motion. So someone's got a second, we've got to vote on it. That's my motion.
I second that.
Well, all in favor?
Well,
yeah, you can talk.
Right? All right. Well, if one of our businesses do want to go out there, and
yeah,
I want to offer them the opportunity. If they don't want to go out there, that's fine. But otherwise,
any non-Curie-based food vendor, how's that?
There you go. That's it.
Any non-Curie-based food vendor, how's that?
Any taxpayer.
Yeah.
Any TDA. Yeah.
So, are you going to second that, Chuck? So
I second.
I amend my motion. Nice job.
It's a segment-based motion. All in favor? Signal by saying aye.
Aye.
No. All right. Planning and zoning. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shoreline access and parking. Mr. Tony Gonzalez.
Okay, you all. Everyone's got the paperwork in their folders. Is what we talked about last month. We didn't have the money. We were waiting for the new budget to come due. And it's for Withers and Revenel to upgrade J through E parking areas. And it's $2,075.
So is that just the beach side parking areas,
yes,
or is
sir.
It aisle on this side
no,
and E where people are sort of parking?
Not the corral?
No, the corral is done.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for...
So it's just the beach access parking area?
J through E.
Okay, but just the beach side?
Yes, because the other side seems to be okay.
Well, E, people are parking on E and it's not laid out, which I'm fine with. I'm just asking.
We went through that.
I know, that's why I'm asking to understand.
And I got knocked down for it, even though you parked there.
And I did too, so that's why I'm asking. So
well, we're going to forget about that side of E until somebody else complains and they want parking bumpers.
There you go.
If they don't want parking bumpers, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, so it's just the beach side of
J
through E.
E, beachfront.
Okay.
Yes, sir?
You can't find an engineer from Wilmington?
Well,
they have an office here.
It's
okay, but they're
pretty hard. I mean, they know all the rules and regulations with FEMA and you know what parking spaces. Right now,
but they have an office here in Wilmington, right?
They have an office here.
I mean, they're charging you $875 for travel mileage.
Well, I didn't know that. I always dealt with this gentleman.
Okay.
He did all, you know, I mean, I could call him up and say if they sent somebody from Wilmington. I don't know if in the Wilmington office if they have a gentleman that does that. I don't know. I would have to call up and ask him.
Do you know, what he's got in mind? Is he going to move some of the handicapped spaces?
Well, what the problem is now, Chuck, to clear this up also, that when they did it originally, they parked straight in. And straight parking with the vehicles that they have now are not working correctly. I mean, straight parking, they block handicap, and we might have to move some of our handicap spots. That's what the MPO also, when we had that free study, MPO told us that we were going to move some of those handicaps to different areas of the parking lots. That was in the MPO study. So
one place actually has a handicap like this with a parking place like this blocking it off.
I think we lost it on that one. And you know, stuff happens, and the trucks are bigger. You know, they got the double tandem pickup trucks. They pull in there, and you drive past, and like, oh wow, it's just. So even if we lose some spots, but it'll be easier for everyone to get in and out. There's one by the church that they had to put up signs because there were a lot of them now are parallel parking on the one side, and some of the cars that are in straight, it's just hard for them to get out. So we're going to have to make some kind of concession.
Well, how many times a year is it a problem?
All through the summer, every weekend, even a heavy, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to be taking pictures and sending it up to them. And I'm going to be bringing pictures that the MPO study did. And I'm going to send all this up to him before he comes down and talks to our committee. You know, so he has an idea of what he sees on a picture, like on a Saturday, how people just park anywhere.
The Arlen is $7,500 starting in January. Is that true for the committees?
Starting
July 1st.
And has any of that been spent? Did I see something in here where most of it was already gone? Or is that an old report?
That was last year.
So last year wasn't 7,500, right?
Last year was 7,500.
Okay. Yeah. And I did
so this would take a little less than 30% of the committee budget.
30%.
A little bit less.
Big hunks.
That's up to you to five of these or four of these if you want it, but we do have chaos parking there.
Like Steve said, the cost of, you know, bringing him down here, you need to find out where he's coming from.
Oh, he's coming from Raleigh. He told me that. That's what the fee is for Raleigh. When we were doing the park and he was, that was last budget. When he was coming down to do the park, that's why it was a little cheaper, because when he was coming down to do the park, we were going to use him on these other areas. But due to the fact that we couldn't do it last budget, now we have to pay. I mean, it's up to you.
Can you see if he can do it for $1,775 or find a local engineer that can do it so we don't have to pay the travel time?
Yeah.
I mean, he can come down on Friday and spend the weekend at the beach or something. I mean, you know how it is. I mean,
you got to move on. He ain't moving. Yeah.
He ain't coming to my house.
How about we ask Arlen to help him on the plans to home?
Okay.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at that.
I'm only a committee chairman, and, you know,
right,
it should be somebody with some authority.
So make a motion we have Arlen work with Tony to see if they can get the price down on travel or look for another engineer locally.
Okay.
You can poll us, Arlen, for how much it is once you know it. I don't think we need to bring it back up to council again. If it gets less than this,
do I have a second?
That's my motion.
Second.
So you know the idea of us doing J through E?
J through E on the ocean side. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a motion, a second, by Steve. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck, Carl.
Stormwater, environmental. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I have a question, maybe clarification on the last motion relative to the food. I'm not trying to be a pain in the behind on this.
No, that's right.
The question I had is, does this particular motion also apply to Tuesday's open market, where we have other people selling coffee and things?
That's a good question. I didn't realize they were selling coffee. Yeah. I thought it was fresh produce.
Well, there's some fresh produce. There's some coffee. And
is it made coffee or just like crap?
They sell popcorn.
It's made coffee.
Yeah, it's made coffee. And there's vendors who sell pastries. cakes,
yeah.
Jewelry. It's, you know, they
just jewelry? They're selling jewelry?
Yeah. 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 That's a question.
See, I don't work on Tuesday, so I don't get to go down to that.
Yeah, right? And I'm missing.
Yeah, so the only point I want to make is...
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
If that to be consistent...
Are we in the same trouble as far as serving food?
Are they serving food?
You're saying they're serving food. Are they
Yes.
Are they certified?
Yes. Some are serving food.
Is it the same problem as far as the restrictions are concerned?
One of them serves popcorn, I think, right?
Yeah, they sell
Andy?
Popcorn. They're
selling
coffee.
Andy, how
does
that work? They're serving food. Is it to be protected?
They do or don't.
You got to read the regulations and tell you what it involves.
So I mean, when we were asked for it, I thought it was a fresh produce market. I didn't realize it was a vendor market for food and stuff.
And
you
know, we went out.
Well, there will be some vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. Right, that's what we approved, I thought.
Nobody said anything about selling jewelry.
Whatever.
It's
a great question.
It's some weird stuff. So I just wanted, you know, the governing body, I would just like them.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a great question. And I haven't been down there because I've been at work on Tuesday.
The veggie wagon goes down there. It sells all their goods. The mixed fruits, they use the salad dressings and stuff.
I mean, I think that was the point, right? It was supposed to be an open market for produce and stuff. That was the whole point, right? And I think the citizens wanted that. At least that was the understanding, right?
It seems to be
how much competition is that for the business?
On Tuesday mornings, is that affecting the rest of your breakfast?
Not at first in the morning, but it come about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I mean, it gets busy.
Look, I think people go down there just to get the fresh food and vegetables and stuff. They're not actually going down there to eat breakfast or anything, right? I mean, is it affecting your business?
As far as the park, no, sir.
Okay, we're looking at competition. You bring it up in.
I think it's still a good question, right? I mean, we got.
Yeah, that's a good question, but I think we're looking at competition.
I mean, as far as coffee, from what I understand, the man's got like 6-7 different types of coffee.
People that don't want to drive up to the coffee place.
Yes, Nancy.
They have samples of made coffee, and they sell the coffee beans.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
They have samples of wine, but they sell the bottles of wine.
Okay.
So they give samples of wine out?
Yeah.
Or can they even be doing that?
Yeah, you can give it. You can give it.
That's
what they do. There's no alcohol. There's no alcohol though from the front part.
So
there's pastries.
Man, see, I didn't need to take time off during the week to come sample the wine.
And there's no alcohol.
Doing the wrong thing. I stopped working.
Yeah, it's a.
You need to retire.
You get a sip.
I'm sure I could get enough sips if you could.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else is there. It's like the farmer's market at Carolina Beach. It's a variety of vendors.
I think samples are okay, but I'm a little concerned. Are we in trouble for that, Andy?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same stuff they do at all the farmers' markets. So if we're in trouble, everybody else is in trouble.
Well, I know, but we're not smart enough to ask the question. We are, right? I mean, can you research that and get back to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... I guess the health inspector, if you're giving out samples, is a business that you're not selling.
They all have their health department permits displayed.
Okay, on the food. That's
good. That's part of the requirement of the farmers market association that they're a part of.
So that's the answer. Nice. If they got the health, that would answer part of that. If that person is saying,
well, the point is, it's a competition thing, right? I mean, that's my view of it. It's a competition thing, right?
And
it might not be everybody else's view; it's just mine.
Right.
Well, that's it.
And we should probably be consistent.
Yeah, no.
But Freddy's and Jack Mackerel's is over for breakfast.
Right. So it'd just be George and the pier.
And George didn't sell wine for breakfast. George, you don't sell any wine for breakfast. There you go.
That's right.
I gave it up a long time ago.
There you go.
Well, the only complaint that I got about the vending thing on Tuesday is the parking space.
Yeah.
That's the only complaint I got as far as that. I mean, as far as the park. That's it.
Well, pretty quick turnover, too.
Well, go out there and make eggs and give them samples and sell a dozen eggs.
Yeah. So are we okay? It's a great question. Are we okay with it as it is right now?
As long as they've got a health department certificate, I don't know.
If you can see if we have an issue with the giving away wine, town attorney, and let us know.
Okay.
They don't give away beer, too, do they?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Then I'm not taking off work. Okay.
You know, in our zeal, we might be able to find something.
If you let me know, I'll take off work that week. Okay.
Good.
Cool.
So we are for future reference.
I think we're holding for the attorney to tell us about the wine giveaway. Yeah, I think it's just the wine stuff right now. No, I think we're fine with it. Oh, I'm fine with it if you guys are fine with it.
I think people are just going here to get vegetables and stuff.
We do want to answer from the attorney about wine to make sure the town's not having any liability for that.
You have to
like
call Andy on Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, investigate it firsthand if you need to, Andy. Just don't drive.
I don't know. My help is drive.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Lead on, sir.
Administration and Finance approved two new job descriptions. Ms. Avery.
In your packets, I do have two job descriptions. Part of the new budget for fiscal year 13-14, council approved four new full-time positions. Three of those are in the fire department for a firefighter/EMT-B position. It's the same job description for all three of those. The second one is in the administration and finance department for an event marketing coordinator position.
I have a question. What's a dash B, or is there a dash A and a dash C?
Yeah.
Chief. What's EMT dash B?
Dash B, basic.
Well, all right. So is there other grades
advanced.
Like advanced? Yeah. What if a guy wants a job who's an advanced?
You went out?
Do you have any applicants that have the EMT dash A?
Do we have any?
Mm-hmm.
No, we did not.
You did not? Okay.
But, I mean, you would take them. They have to meet the minimum. We just
right.
won't pay them extra.
You won't?
I mean some of the cheaper, with this job description, we wouldn't. So they would take it as a, even though they have the advanced certificate, we would pay them as EMTB, which other departments do.
Okay.
So we're saying this is our minimum requirement.
I wanted to ask if you gave him some 5% flexibility to get an A.
He's controlling our budget because he's kin to.
That was my question. That's all.
So, make a motion. We approve the two job descriptions as presented. If no one else has anything else.
Second.
I'm curious about the grade
level.
How does that fit in with the rest of the staff at Town Hall?
Which grade level? Which position?
For the marketing coordinator.
The coordinator.
Same staff level. Yes.
That's not a new position. Huh?
It's a new position, but it's at the same level as the other staff members.
Okay.
All right. Well, three of the other staff members.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Thank you.
Carol, you want to tell me? You can.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you got it?
Fire department hired three new people. We also made a couple of promotions. Three new people full time is Jesse Turner, and he was promoted from a lieutenant to a captain. He is captain in charge of training. And then we hired Hunter Ford, and he is a lieutenant. And we hired Daniel Russell. Daniel Russell is a lieutenant, and he is also in charge of lifeguards on the beach as the head supervisor under Ed Kennedy, which was promoted to assistant chief. And of course, Ed's under me. I'm ultimately in charge of all of them. But it's a very smooth and very good working bunch of people. And I think the town is very lucky to have these young men that are dedicated to the town. That is one thing that I find is very hard to find people that are dedicated to the town of Cary Beach more than they're dedicated to getting a paycheck. and I find that very commendable of these young men, and I'm looking forward to even seeing great and wonderful things from these people. They're doing fundraisers, they're picking up a lot of slack that the old people no longer want to do, that we used to do. 38 years, I'm sort of winding down. Jesse Turner is also going to be, we're sending him to diesel school to be able to maintain the trucks and the equipment, the heavy equipment that I've been maintaining. And in 18 months, we'll no longer be the one doing that. I hope, if my wife quit spending money.
Amen.
Yeah.
So are you fully staffed?
I'm sorry?
Is that fully staffed now?
I'm pretty fully staffed.
Okay.
And the next thing I have while I'm here, and I'll make it short, is we have a plan, we're drawing up a plan to extend the fire department on the west side to square it off with the police department, where the police department will just come, it will be a square back to the first bay and turn in. Approximately 15 feet by 42 feet is the size of the addition. And the reason for that is the nighttime personnel need a little larger bedroom to sleep in. They're sort of cramped where we got them now. So it'll make two offices bigger than the two offices we have now, and it will give the nighttime personnel bunk rooms and individual lockers and a private bath, which is something that they need. I asked the council's permission to continue to go along with the plans for this addition. The fire department's going to raise the money, the fire department's going to pay for it, not going to cost the taxpayer anything. All we need is council's blessings to go along with it.
How can you be against that?
I make a motion.
All in favor, signal by saying aye. Here, I'll stay for just a minute. Okay, they have permission to extend the fire department. While you're there, Chuck brought this up about the stuff left on the beach after 7 o'clock.
Right.
And you're going to, would you let us know what you're planning on doing about this? About the papers, and Nancy's going to help you, I think. With the real estate people or something?
I think they already have a fixed something.
Yeah.
They already have. We already gave the Beach Protection Committee did a new brochure, and all of those have been handed out to all the real estate companies and to the Chamber of Commerce. We do not have it on our signs on the beach access, so we were remiss in that. We need to look at maybe just a small sign that can be added to those boards.
And is it on the website yet?
It's not on any of the other. The same.
You got to do it. Yeah, you
got to
do it.
Are all the way up and down, right? They're consistent.
Yeah, none of that doesn't say anything about the...
And Nancy, you had to change it. He's asked you to change it on the website.
It's on the website.
Okay.
Well, on the quick links, it was on the home page. On the quick links, they had to go down 3 or 4, so now it's the very first quick link on there. You can't miss it. It says beach regulations.
It also, before when that guy was looking, it says beach REG/wheelchair.
Yeah.
So now
well, that's
beach
because
regulations.
Wanted us to add the wheelchairs to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody wants
good.
Everything on the home page.
That's right. Exactly right.
So it's been changed. Thank you very much.
So, and we had one complaint, right? Just so I'm clear.
Harold says he has a few each other.
Okay.
About 3 complaints, or 3 people that were happy, one that was really perturbed. But this always happens around July 4th week, 2 weeks of July 4th, and my guards are overwhelmed. I mean, there's just so many people. On a normal week, my guards try to tell people, you know, you can't leave it. They see people they haven't seen before and down. But this guy fell in a slot where I had most of my guards were training after 5 o'clock, so they were not doing a night shift. And he left us out there 3 nights in a row, got away with it. I got a call from Ocean Lady at Ocean Dunes and said, there is stuff all over the beach. And I seen a turtle up there. And, well, when you see a turtle do stuff on the beach, you better get moving because somebody going to get ill. So I went down there at 8 o'clock, and I found about 4 people that had stuff on the beach. This guy had a ton of stuff on the beach, nobody around. So I picked his stuff up, personally, me. Brought it back up here, and he got here about the time I got here. Or maybe just I was unloading the truck, and he didn't have a lot to say, but you could tell he was not happy. Mama was the one that was mad. So I assume that's where probably the email come from, is Mama pushed the buttons and he got into it.
And I didn't respond to the email because Harold already talked
about it. Yeah, no, that's fine.
But, you know, and I apologized to the guy out there on the street. I said, I'm sorry you didn't know. He said, we didn't know we were going to pick it up. And I'm like, well, I don't appreciate people. I didn't say this, but I don't appreciate people not telling me the truth. They weren't going to pick it up. It was after 8 o'clock. But that's neither here nor there. And he probably didn't know.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I said, your stuff's here. You pick it up. You know, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but don't leave it out there again, or we won't get it back the second time. So this summer, so far, we picked up 27 tents in 6 weeks, or 8 weeks, 6 weeks. Numerous chairs, probably 50 to 75 chairs, 10 umbrellas, and numerous boogie boards. So, but that's really not a lot. When you go down the beach and look how many people are on that beach. I mean, it just, the weekends, even with bad weather, have been just unreal. And when it's pretty weather, it's just loaded. So I consider it been pretty good.
Does that answer your question, Chuck, about the email?
I already talked to him about it.
I've had two complaints on the lifeguards. One didn't get to a lady that was between the towers, and she got knocked down by a wave, and they didn't come help her up. Two other gentlemen helped her up. She thought that was atrocious. And then this guy with the email, that's a formal complaint. Then I had another lady that thought that my lifeguards got on her kid too much because he didn't pay attention to what they were telling him. So that's three. It's been a good year.
Gee, there hadn't been very many people down there.
Well, it's three. Not, but it's on the downhill slide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else for me?
No, good sir.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Public Works, Police Department, nothing?
Not done.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, not done.
Yeah, no.
I did have also, they never did vote. Can you guys go ahead and just do your vote?
Why?
For the approving the
job description?
I thought they did
vote. We did.
Well, you guys did the motion in the second.
Oh, okay.
For the fire department?
For the job descriptions.
The job descriptions are the expansion of the fire department.
Fire department. No, you guys did it on that. It was the fire department for the expansion of the
okay,
department.
Can we vote again?
I don't know.
We got a motion and a second.
You got a motion from
David.
Yeah, and
let's vote again.
And you seconded.
Let's vote again. Let's help her out. Let's vote again.
Please.
Vote again.
You made a motion.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Thank you. Keep us straight, man. Good job.
Can I read on that it's the volunteer fire department that's paying for this?
Yes, the volunteer fire department. That's what he said.
Put that in the record.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to also announce that I have hired someone for the event marketing coordinator position. That's Nikki Keeley. She started with this in January as a temp. Has done a very good job. So, she hired on with us July 1st. And one other thing, it's adoption of Resolution R-13-13. You have a copy of it on your dais. It's not in your agenda packet. I apologize. Chief Cooper came to me last Thursday after we had already done the packet.
You got one, Steve?
And reviewing the civil citations. The fines, he realized we had some discrepancies between the code ordinances and the speed schedule, and they should be in sync. There shouldn't be discrepancies. So I reviewed the code and I reviewed the fee schedule, and I've reviewed this with the attorney and with Chief Cooper. I'm asking for an amendment to the code and an amendment to the fee schedule. Excuse me, you have a chart in your packet that I gave you. Mainly what we're doing is we either increase the fee or we didn't go to the ordinance and change the amount. The other thing I found that when going through the ordinance, there were some fees in the ordinance that we never got on the fee schedule. So this is to true everything up. There's no changes to the actual ordinance itself. There's no new ordinances. There's no new fee schedule. But I felt this was important enough, particularly with some of you here and any tickets that the police department write, they need to have a backing. The payment and the fee schedule matches. Also in your packet is all the verbiage for the amendments to the code, mainly with changing the fee amounts, clarifying a couple of things. When we raised the parking fine, we didn't clarify which section of the ordinance that applied to, and then change the amendments to the fee schedule.
So just one question on the fee schedule on page 2 for garbage collection fees. Mm-hmm. Is that what we put in the budget for in 1750? I thought we raised it. It's on page 2 of the fee schedule.
We did. I apologize. I grabbed the one from last year. I didn't have the one Excel version.
So is it 6 and 1850? I don't remember what it is.
It's
6
and 24.
26, 25, I think. Whew.
It says 1750, it didn't go up 50%. Okay, so.
Good catch, I apologize for that.
So what's the math? Is it 20?
I think it's like 26, 25.
On 8, 775.
And the other one, the residential.
25, 25, is that right? 50%? Let me use my calculator to get it right. Because I'm going to make the motion to approve changing it to the right numbers. Do you want to go look it up?
Well, actually, the actual approved fee schedule does have the right number on it.
Yeah, I grabbed last year's to make my changes on it, but I see what you're saying. Approve this one, it's going to have the wrong. There may be something else on it.
You guys tell me how to do it right, and I'll do it. But I want to make sure the right numbers are in when we
approve amendments to the fee schedule on pages 4 and 6,
okay. I make a motion that we pass resolution R-1313 with the changes on pages 4 and 6 of the fee schedule.
Right, 26-25.
With the pages 4 and 6 changed. That's my motion.
Second.
I'm waiting for you to say all in favor.
You're reading. I'm waiting for you to finish. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Thank you.
Very much you're looking for.
I got stuck on news bathing.
Oh, yes. That's where I got stuck on news bathing.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good job.
And discussion and consideration of new business. Resolution 13-11 opposing Biggers Water Act. And I was contacted today by the Home Builders Association. They would like us to discuss this, but not take any action on it until next month because they want to tweak it. They have been in touch with McIntyre's office, and they're still working through it. And what this, I wish that John had shown up tonight because he could tell us how many houses in Curie Beach are affected by this.
About 25%.
Yeah. And it's important that we act on it in August because they're having, supposedly, the congressional hearings are going to be in August on it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
All right. So, Nancy, have John here for the next meeting, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and let him know the background that I don't think he realized. Because I talked to him tonight. He asked if there was anything we needed. I didn't catch it on this, so I apologize for not telling him.
Well, we had a discussion earlier in the... Did you have questions about the bigger
waters? Yes.
Well, that issue, I think Dean's question is how many houses it impacts in Curie Beach. I think it's about 25%, but we should get the right number.
It mainly would be any structures built between 1974 and 1978 when they weren't requiring elevation certifications at that time. And it's for the non-permanent residents. The first one, if you live there less than 80% of the year, you will be getting a letter. Actually, their grandfather did until 2014. Then they will get a letter and they'll get a 25% annual increase until they produce an elevation certificate to determine where they are on the FEMA maps.
The
impact is to non-permanent homes. Permanent residents will get, it allows up to a 10% increase, which is about normal. But if any of those homes were built within that time frame, 74 and 78, and we're not sure when we initially joined the FEMA program.
Well, the other thing is all the business owners get hammered right away, too.
Yeah, the city of Wilmington wasn't aware that this was even coming down the pike.
Right.
And they're going to be affected by tremendously the Hilton, the entire downstairs, the Hilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the condos across the street, the waterfront stuff, it's going to be a mess.
Well, the silver lining, we're expecting new FEMA maps, flood maps in the fall, and they're saying that we're looking at a reduction, particularly the AE and BE flood zones in Three Beach.
Right.
Actually, all along the coast, except I think Carteret County, they are not, but even the Outer Banks is getting more of a break.
So we're going to bring this back up a little
bit. We're going to bring, I'd make a motion that we bring it back up in August.
Second that?
Mm-hmm. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Nancy, if you can have John here.
If they say they need it sooner, are you just going to pull us on it?
Well, I don't really think they're going to need it any sooner.
Well, the bill, I mean, it's already law.
Yeah.
Right. This is just contesting the law.
Yeah.
They are considering the grandfathering section. There's been a lot of protest about that part.
It's not just us. I mean, it's the Eastern Seaboard. They're going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
There was a conference call today with John, I forget his last name, in the state NFIP office and all the coastal towns, and I sat in on that. But, I mean, it is law, so it will take quite a bit to get
a
change.
Yeah.
Okay,
good. Thank you.
But I'll ask John to research and see how many questions.
Thanks. Thank you, Nancy. Sewer Authority.
Yes, I'd just like to commend Arlen. We went through, had our, annual meeting finally with Carolina Beach on the Sewer Authority. So for the audience, we are part, Cary Beach and Carolina Beach together make up a regional sewer authority because of the sewer plant that Carolina Beach operates. We set the rates once a year, and those rates are set based off the actual cost to operate the sewer authority, and then those are what translate into how much we pay for sewer. We as a town collect that from our citizens and then send it to Carolina Beach, the portion that they take to operate the sewer authority. Looking through the initial proposal from Carolina Beach, there were some issues that Arlen flagged, and we went back and forth. That's what's taken us a lot longer than normal. It looks like for at least the last 3 years, there have been some stuff that probably shouldn't have been in the rate. So Carolina Beach and us agreed to reset that rate and then recalculate, and it looks like about $272,000 that's coming from Carolina Beach back to the town of Cary Beach into our water and sewer fund. We've got plenty of water and sewer opportunities to spend that money on, but it's always nice to get it from somewhere else instead of from the citizens. So great job, Arlen. Appreciate the mayor's help in the discussions. It was cordial. We want that to be cordial. The goal of both towns is to operate that properly, so I don't think Carolina Beach was intentionally doing it, but the oversight was flagged properly, and we worked through that. We'll meet again in October after their annual audit comes out, and then use the actual spending for 2012-2013 to reset the rate again. And it looks like we'll probably get another $50,000 to $70,000 based on what that changes once their actual audit is out. So that's good for us. The SURF fund is what pays for all of our water sewer expansion stuff, so it does exactly what we need it to do, and it's in healthy shape. So great job again by the town finance guy. Good budget and good catch. That's all I have, sir, unless you have questions.
No, I'd just like to say that it was a very, a good meeting. Bob Lewis, the mayor of Carolina Beach, realized that we had been overpaying them, and I worked to try to set up a meeting with the sewer authority when Carolina Beach was going through this transition. And anyway, it just didn't work out, but we got it done on the 3rd of July.
Thank you.
Anything else come before this council?
Do we still need a closed session?
No.
No?
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Got a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
What happened to the closed meeting?
He wanted information about that.